Monday, December 17, 2018, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02 p.m.
Okay, let's call the Board of Commissioners to order. We'll stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens and attendance. Will you call roll, please, Tom?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony? Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes. Okay, we're going to move into number one here, the public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any items that are not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the time of the comments. So at this time, I will open up for public comment if anybody has any public comment they'd like to state. If you do, okay, come on up, state your name and address for the record, if you would, please.
My name is Walt Bierman.
Okay.
I live at 631 Lackawanna Drive, Cook City, Nebraska.
Okay.
We did a complaint on our taxes. Dakota County raised their taxes 121% from the appraisal from the mortgage company. Okay, 121%. That's not the worth of it. When I got a copy, this is signed by Aaron Wilson. And if you knew, he was one of the referees. One of the items he said was that the appraiser, the representative, gave a copy of the appraisal, which I have a copy here. He then proceeded to say, we were a no-show. My wife and I are both sitting right there. One of the first things I asked him, are you a licensed appraiser in the state of Nebraska? Oh, yeah. I have a real estate license, too. So after I seen the no-show, I turned to the last page, signed 7-8-2012. Okay? So now I started doing a little research. Found out that the Attorney General sued local builders, mortgage firm, and appraiser. Who do you think the appraiser was? Aaron Wilson. Here's the whole part of it. Now, how was he charged? Yes, he was guilty. Here's the other part. Here's the whole story. He had to pay a fine and go to a real estate school, and there's a whole bunch of hours you got to do. In fact, I got the whole application what I was going to do. He is still not licensed. He wasn't licensed when he appraised the house or sat in as a referee. He wasn't licensed. And the state of Nebraska does require you, I'll read the one paragraph, Nebraska Real Property Appraisers Requirements. For the application not in random glasses, currently holding the appraiser's conditional, must have a license to appraise and or certificate. It's right here. And a certificate is harder to get than a license. And he's got to go to school classes, and to this date he's still not licensed. And okay. Anyway, I want to just know what the commissioners are going to do. See, I know the county is in trouble financially. I don't think it should be handled this way. And that's my comment, and I'm happy to meet with you separately or whatever you can do with this. Talk to my brother, who was a Secretary of State before. You probably all remember Alan Barron. He was Secretary of State. This document is null and void because no license, the date on it. This document for me and all the other documents that he did that was setting the people that had a complaint on.
Well, do you have copies for us?
I can get them for you, yes.
Okay. Why don't you do that, and then we'll look into it, okay? Yeah, I mean, this is...
I would like to have our county attorney look into this.
Right.
Yeah, just call me. We went to the Board of Equalization in Denver. We just moved to Denver. In Lincoln. And they sent us back a reference number and also sent a copy of that to Joan. I don't know if you know Joan's last name. Joan, the clerk. Is that the
Joan
one?
Joan Spencer.
That's her.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Do you remember seeing the copy? Okay, so you got the copy. And I was waiting to hear from somebody and never heard from anybody.
Can you give us your number?
Yes, 720-273-4190.
Yeah, we'll give you a jingle and we'll get it figured out.
I'll get copies for everybody. There's 8 of you, is that correct?
What are...
5 board members.
We have copies if it was what he submitted.
I have a copy of what I submitted to the... Board of Equalization. I have a copy back from the letter I got from him, which is the same copy that you got, Joan.
Yeah, I think we have all.
She thinks we have it all.
Well,
and if she does not, like Bill said, maybe we can let the county attorney look at it.
Yeah, we need to make sure we get a copy of, you know, the situation that apparently...
Yeah, a house shouldn't go up that kind of percentage, especially from the mortgage company that financed the home.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you coming in and telling us, right? Yeah, it's a lot. It's huge, I know.
From a fixer-upper. We bought that from Freddie Mac. And it was a fixer-upper because I designed and built the home. I knew every square inch of it. I was in the home prior to, and there's a thing called a methodology, cost method on a fixer-upper. How do you determine that? It's hard to do, isn't it?
I would think so.
I have all the documents here on how it should be done.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you. Somebody will contact you
and
here.
The county does have a copy of the appraise that the mortgage company did. They have a copy of that.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Well, thank you. Anybody else for public comment here before we move on to consent agenda items? Okay, we're going to move into 2 consent agenda items. The approval of the previous minutes from December 3rd of 2018, approval of the payroll claims, accounts payable if there's any, and then also the approval of the officials' reports from the clerk, registered deeds, and the clerk of district court. I've went over everything here through the weekend, and everything's in order. So with that said, I need a motion for the consent agenda items.
I'd move to approve the consent agenda items.
Okay, you got a motion by Bill.
Second.
And a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on the consent agenda items?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, new business A. You got the Haven House requesting the board's approval for resolution 18C-025, expressing the support of Haven's House grant request. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. My name is Amy Munderlow, and I'm the executive director of Haven House. We have offices in Wayne and Dawson City. We serve a 5-county area. And this is our 25th year in Dakota County. Former Chief of Police Scott Ford was instrumental in getting us to Dakota County and instrumental in helping us get the funds that I'm requesting for today. This is, we call it our VAWA grant, which stands for Violence Against Women Act funding. This funding allows us to provide advocacy, shelter, and support services for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault in Dakota County. Our whole mission is to eliminate violence in the lives of men, women, and children through empowerment, education, and social action. And this grant request is for $61,500. And it funds operational expenses for us to be in Dakota County, a full-time enhanced advocate. And then we also contract with a domestic violence sexual assault officer. His name is Joaquin Ordunio, Dawson City. This is a request from our normal allocation. We usually request about $55,000. And we're requesting $61,000 this year, $61,500. We've had quite an increase in domestic violence and sexual assault in Dakota County. And so this is going to help us really just serve our clients better and I'm requesting more operational expenses.
Yep.
We have absolutely outgrown our offices in South Sioux City. We are right behind Subway. Jim Dryden is our landlord.
Yep.
And I'm working with him, but we're really trying to move out of our current office, which is unrelated to this grant, but it's going to support our new office, wherever that is. So just keep that in mind if you know of any offices available.
How many square feet do you guys need?
Well, we have 800 now. So I mean, it depends on how it's structured.
Right.
But like around 1,500 square feet. So, but this grant served 241 community members just last year, and those were domestic violence, sexual assault survivors.
Those are, and families?
Yes,
like children.
And children.
Yeah, great.
Yep. And we also trained 57 law enforcement officers. We had 57 training opportunities for law enforcement officers that are required for domestic violence.
Joan just made a point here. Is our basement, you know, there's, you know, of course, we used to reside in the basement several years ago with everything when this was the jail. And then, obviously, we got everything up here. So that is something that maybe you could maybe possibly look at.
Definitely.
You know?
I was kind of hoping you'd say that.
I mean, why not? I mean, there's plenty of space down there, and I think that it's, I mean, if it can be used beneficially, you know, especially in something like this, if it would work. I don't know, you guys have set time? Are you guys coming and going at nighttime? Which doesn't matter. I mean, you got the back door and right there to the steps and all the above, so.
We are 24-hour, seven days
yep.
a week.
Yeah, I figured.
But our main office hours are 8:30 to 5.
Yep.
And we did start out at the courthouse 25 years ago, and then we moved to Dakota Avenue.
Yeah.
Area.
And I think this could be functional for you down here. I just think maybe you need to get with maybe get with Joan and then and maybe hook up with Kevin, our maintenance, I don't know what you want to call him, buildings and grounds. Yeah. Anyways, and he can go over things with you down there and just see what would be functional for you if it would work. You know, not a bad idea.
Email, so I'll just be in touch with Joan.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, well, listen, thanks for everything that you guys do.
Thank you.
I know.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, yeah, so we need a motion for them to, for their grants for the 61-5 on Resolution 18C-025, and then we'll have to make sure we all sign it.
I'd make that motion.
Okay, we got a motion by Marty and a second by Kevin. Will you call roll, please? You said second, didn't you, Kevin?
No.
Yep.
Oh. My bad.
It's all right. Thank you.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Thank you, Amy.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yep, keep in contact with Joan here and see if we can make something work down there.
Okay, great.
That'd be great. Yeah, thank you. Don't be scared of the courthouse. Everybody seems to be scared of the courthouse, all right? There's nothing wrong with the courthouse. All right, a little paint, a little this and a little that, and we'll be right in business. All right, thank you. Thanks for all you guys do. Happy holidays. Yep, thank you. Okay, was Jacob Acero around here somewhere? Not yet, anyways, huh? All right, well, we're going to bypass that for the time being to see if he shows up.
Let Amy address it.
Amy, you want to address it?
I can.
We might as well. And then if he shows up, we'll just tell him, too bad, so sad. Okay, so on B, we have Jacob Acero here. He was the jailer. He was requesting the board's approval to change the health and dental plan open enrollment dates. Okay, so do you know what his request is?
Right. The open enrollment now is in February for a March 1 date, and he is requesting that we change that to December for a January 1 effective date, which makes good sense.
He had a situation where his wife's insurance changed and her open enrollment date was the first of the year, and a lot of other insurances are first.
Pretty
of the
common,
year.
Isn't it?
So he would have had to pay $800 to insure, double insure his kids,
okay.
You know, an extra $800. So he said, I can do that. He said, but I would like to see if maybe someone else doesn't have to do what I had to do, you know, and.
Well, it makes sense.
It really does.
Is it a big deal?
You know why it was set up?
It's a simple plan amendment.
I don't.
Originally that way?
No.
I think we took over an existing policy that you guys had which was a March 1 effective date, and it just carried forward from that the whole
time. Just went right along with it.
Your flex one runs 1-1, so it really, for that reason, it's also a really good reason to change that so that everything runs 1-1.
You know, the elected officials, that's not an issue either. I mean, we know who that is by the end of December, obviously.
Right.
It could be added the 1st.
Yeah.
I see no reason not to do it.
Well, and I'll add something else that we just were talking about between the conversation is your dental is a 7-1.
Yeah.
And so there's no good reason for that either. That doubles your guys' work because you're basically doing 2 open enrollments a year. So if we're going to make a change, I wonder if we just shouldn't roll everything over to a 1-1
deal. I would not be
deal.
Opposed to that.
Right, and then your flex, your medical, and your dental, it's a one-time-a-year job.
We'd have to chop, get everything done this week. But
can we do it now? I mean,
if
is
you
there
want
enough
to,
time?
Do you want to?
I don't care. It's a simple plan amendment. We just change your plan document to say open enrollment in December for a January 1 effective date.
Does that allow you enough time to get it done by the time?
I can get the work done.
So.
I
she just needs to get some emails out.
I need cooperation from everybody to get it done, but we have a week.
Well, and I mean, if it's really probably just one person that's going to be affected right now, it makes it super simple except for the paperwork.
Well, let's do it.
Let's get it done.
Okay.
Count on it.
All right, I'll have an amendment started.
Okay.
Do we got to make a motion on this?
I don't think we can today.
Yeah. Board approval, requesting board approval.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty simple. Okay, so let's, Bill makes a motion to approve the change of the health and dental open enrollment. Is that correct?
January 1.
Because you were pretty active and proactive in the conversation.
You know it.
All right. On. So we got a motion by Bill, and we got a second by Kevin.
All right.
Health and dental
for the 1st.
That's my motion.
Okay. That's his motion, and there's Kevin's a second.
Letty and Sherino on the way out.
Sure.
Yep. All right.
Thank you, Amy. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Marty.
Happy holidays.
Bill.
You too.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Okay, Fred Kellogg, miscellaneous Highway Superintendent Roads Report. Good day to you, Fred.
Same to you. December 2nd through the 15th, 0 hours of road maintenance, 90 hours of overtime, snow removal, 346, aggregate, 78 ton, signs and barricading, 32 and a half. There were some calls, road concerns. It was all snow, ice, a little widening here in the last couple weeks. I didn't get them down, so Jolene don't have them on her sheet, but we did have a few calls.
Basically what happened is we had all that rain, it froze overnight, and it didn't thaw out right away, and there was just ice.
It stayed cold, so we had icy roads.
Yep.
We're getting rid of it. Now we got a little problem with sloppy roads. But
you might as well know right now. I had a couple people call me, too. Dick McNear, Fiddler Creek, he called me. I meant to call you. I think I missed you, but I'm sure I never heard back from him, so I'm sure it was done. Melted. Any questions for Fred? Thanks, Fred.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, you as well. Okay, B, approval seeking the audit proposals for the qualified firms for the certified public accountants for the Nebraska, state Nebraska auditors and public accountants for the annual fiscal statements for the year of June 30th, 2019. Just see what our options are. We need to put it out to bid is basically what we need to do for the following. The state right now is supposedly coming in. They got to come in before the end of June to do everyone's books. So, and they'll just probably show up someday. And but we need to figure out what the companies we're going to put out for bid for. Yeah, for the 19 year, between 19 and 20. Yeah, and then,
I put the ad in your
I think you did.
And then I just took the specs. I updated the specs just a little bit. But basically, they're the same specs that we did in 2008. So it's been 10 years since we have bid out the audit. The other option is not to bid it out and stick with the state or go back to Roman Wehmers and Associates, which has the opportunity to bid.
They'd have the option to bid.
To bid, right. Again, yeah. Also.
I think to keep it open and then you guys can make your own selection at that time.
Yeah.
And doesn't it be the lowest bid? Obviously, you can take whatever you want at that time.
If I'm not mistaken, I think we, just to get a different set of eyes on things, I think we went with the state. I think it was a couple thousand dollars more just to have a different set of eyes, like I said, to looking at it. So,
remember that.
But, yeah, I'd say let's just...
keep it open.
I would think so. I mean, what's your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. Our past firm had the opportunity to bid on it like everybody else, so go ahead and have a bid.
Okay.
Good
idea. Who made that motion?
I'll make that
motion. Okay, good. I should have picked somebody, dang it. Okay. We got a motion.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to see the NIRMA. Our insurance people presented a plaque to Dakota County for 30 years of chapter membership.
Charter?
Charter.
We have one of the original counties.
Right here, since 1988.
Wow.
30 years. So they stopped by. They couldn't be here, but they dropped it off, and we'll have Kevin put it on the wall, but... Yeah, so that's nice of 30 years of
being with them. No?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think what do they do? 3/4 of the state? Is that about right?
Real close.
Yeah. I think
more.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I can't believe they don't have them all. It's a great insurance.
I thought it was 77 counties. I thought.
I don't know.
I think you're
they
right.
Had
it's 77.
Insurance salesman on the board.
Oh,
probably.
Okay. Commissioner committee reports.
We had a safety committee meeting here today. It was good news. There wasn't anything happening.
Nice.
Just some reviews and some old claims.
I
guess it's
not planned. I just can't find it.
I got here a little late. Tony's probably got more.
Well, I'd be okay finding my notes, you know, but I just can't find it anymore. John, what did I do?
There wasn't much for safety.
No, it was not a whole lot. The Department of Health just went up and updated all the
first aid kits,
you know, they make sure that everything is not expired and updated and everything, so it's everything is up to date. So actually, that was hardly anything. So it was just a journey.
Okay.
I went to the state NACO conference over last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Sat in a lot of different things, really, really good information. Probably the most interesting speaker, gentleman that ran Douglas County's jail for 30 years. They have about 1,400 people in their jail. And the big point of emphasis was trying to have people educated in different areas from the time from the police officer up to their first time there in court. Just trying to weed people, the mentally ill people that don't need to be in jail, out of the system, and different ways they're doing that. And one of the ways is they have an 8-question questionnaire that they do at booking, something maybe we should look into. And then I think that Harlan definitely would be interested in maybe doing some of that too. So look into that as we go down the road. But I thought all in all, the conference was really good. Lots of good information.
Okay, good. Thanks for going to that. I know Joan and I know that a lot of elected officials went out there. Hopefully they got some good out of everything. Like I said, I've said this several times, probably 100 times. The best knowledge you get is in the hallways and after hours from talking to constituents. And
it's always interesting talking to the commissioners. They face the same problems we have.
They do, and they do. You know, there's so many different ways to do the same thing. So it's just interesting to get what's going on in other places. That's very good.
You know, I remember talking to a clerk out there, and she was going on that when I was out there probably 3 years ago that. I think we were talking about our raises and what people are being paid. And I don't remember what county it was, but she said they didn't have a raise for like 8 years, you know. through their courthouse, you know.
And I was talking to a gentleman from down in Franklin, Nebraska, and, you know, we're set right up here in the corner where we have three states right here. Well, they're in the same situation, but they're with Kansas and Missouri. And he was saying their biggest thing that's going on right now is both Kansas and Missouri require drug testing with their different programs that they have. So they've just had such an influx of people moving into Nebraska because there's no drug testing within their welfare programs that they have three or four people living in, you know, three or four families living in these houses, and how their systems are so overrun down there. You know, we think about our issue and most of us with the jail, but there's always an issue when you have those state lines coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Price to pay.
Yeah. Okay. On last Tuesday we had an LEC meeting, and the big topic was insurance. Don Faber was there, and from the year prior, we had a thought that they had a $1,000 deductible, and it went to $1,500, and it still went up 26.5%. And this year, they eliminated the $1,500 deductible, and they went to $2,350, so $850 more. And it was like down, like it was a negative 0.5% or some sort. A very little savings. But if we wanted to go back to the 1,000, they took away the 1,500. If we want to go back 1,000, it was like $9,400 a year.
And that covers which people?
The people at the LEC.
Yeah,
that work in the comm center. And we went with the 2,350 just to keep the monies and level there. So. And then I think they got to get a new furnace and some air conditioning. I think over the last, since 94, I do believe, and that was put up, they got 23 units of air conditioning units and heating units, and I think that six of them have been replaced since then. And it was like double, it was like $3,000 to repair the one or $6,000 to replace it. So we just went along and just to replace it. You know, 94, that's a long time.
If you put all new units in there today, none of them would be working 6 years from now.
Yeah, right.
It is, they were made so much better, even in the
right,
past,
like, right.
Refrigerator or TV, yeah, or anything.
Well, everything's just so high efficient. You know, it just, they don't last as long. But so anyways, okay, yeah. Any other commissioner committee reports from anyone? Mail emergency business. If anybody, we didn't have last, just a little FYI, the numbers from the jail. We didn't have it last time, so everybody has that now.
Updated report, and then I put an ADP in there, just if you just wanted to look at the numbers and what they're doing. And that's just from the jail report. Did I get that to everybody?
No, I don't have it.
I sent it. Did I send?
I didn't open it up again.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. It's basically pretty much what Michelle has down here.
If you look at 2017, we averaged 101 total in-house with 8 federal in-house, and in 2018, we averaged 109 total in-house with 20 federal average. 92 county in 2017, and 89 per county in 2018. So our numbers, the feds have gone up, the county has gone down, and we haven't really, our jail population is within an average of 10. So. Yeah, and then in 2016, we were averaging 110. We just had a lot, we averaged 102 county.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gone. It's.
Didn't we say some of those numbers were tied in with the CF industry,
right,
construction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there was thousands
of
young guys that were pipe holders over there.
And I think there was
a thing to do.
You know, another thing I think, and I don't know how much of this took play in it, but I know that when I had Lou and Joan and I and Kim and Chris meet up, you know, they had a certain dollar amount from, you know, all the Walmart shoplifters. But the problem was, I think it was like 200, and we tried getting it. I think we put a $500.
Yeah.
It was 50, and then we put it up to 500. But the problem is most of those people, when they get arrested, from doing that, they're either they're felons, or they have a warrant, or they have drugs on them, or they, you know, or something, you know. So, but anyways, so
I think Jacob's here to do the jail report.
I think, Jacob, you're a little bit late, but that's okay. We can just tell you that Amy stood up for you, and we're going to do the open enrollment on the 1st with for everything now. So
dental, too.
The dental as well, that was in the middle of the year, and like July. So,
chop, we got 1 week to get everybody enrolled.
So
get your jailers fired up.
Well, it only made sense to move it in the first year. Should have been there all the time, probably.
I just really wanted to open a discussion about it, because, I mean, the healthcare.gov, other insurance agencies I've seen, they'll do it on the 1st, and I can't be the only employee here that would ever be put in that spot where they would want to switch their insurance at the first of the year if they get it from healthcare.gov, but then they're shelling out on a family plan up to $1,500 extra dollars just to have their insurance here run through to March 1st.
Can you fix that problem for everybody else?
Well, I was just wondering.
But no, that's good. That's great. Yeah, very good.
Somebody's got to do it. And for yourself, it's going to take effect this year.
And that is wonderful. I mean, I figured I was just going to have to eat the money, but we did it on March 1st for a reason. I mean, I just didn't know that.
I think there was.
I guess.
It was just our, like Amy said, our old insurance company, that's the way it was. And then when we switched over, that's just when it kind of, you know, kind of ran into play. Just ran. So, but no, it's good. It's good. So, yeah, thanks for bringing that to our attention. And like I said, it's going to save some work down the road for everyone else, too. You know, so, yep.
Thank you, Ryan.
So it's simple. Okay, I think that's it. So we are going to adjourn, and our next regular meeting is going to be on December 31st of 2018, New Year's Eve.
That's your meeting. That's it.
That'll be the swan song.